Kerry mostly hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuvah's daf Chaf Vav, and we are here on Chaf Hem Beis, about four or five lines up in the skinny lines. Rebbe v'Rebbe Chia. Again, we've been discussing what you know, if a person, you know, Na'amonis in terms of kahuna, in terms of status, if a person is known to do X, like let's say Itruma or Duchen, so does that make him into a Kohen? We've been talking about different issues of Na'amonis in terms of a person's status, so we're continuing with that today. Rebbe, Rebbe Chia, V'chad Hela Ben Alpi Aviv Lakuna, V'chad Hela Ach Alpi Achiv Lelevia. Rebbe and Rebbe Chia both did different actions. One of them assumed, right, that the son was a good Kohen based on his father, and one, right, assumed that the Levi, the guy was a proper Levi based on his brother. So the Gemara just simply says, this time the Rebbe, it makes sense that it was Rebbe who did Hela Ben Alpi Aviv Laguna, who raised the son, right, to be a Kohen based on his father's word. Bryce says, if a guy comes and says, this is my son, he's a Kohen. So, Rebbe says that we're believing in him to allow him to eat Truma, but we're not going to allow him to necessarily marry a Kohen, or a Kohenes, right? A woman of you know, proven lineage. Again, we had said that Eid Echad is enough to allow a person to eat Truma. Not enough, right? We said we're machmer by yuchsin, right? That you need to have two edim. So Amar lo Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Chia said, I don't understand. Imatam aminu l'achil b'truma, taminu l'sio isha. Right? If you're going to believe him to allow him to eat truma, to allow him to marry a woman. And what he means is that that we should accept his edos, meaning that if you're going to believe him for truma, so you should also believe his edos, right? If he comes to someone else, right, to allow him to marry someone else, to marry a proper woman with proper yichus. And if you don't, so then you shouldn't allow him to eat truma either. So Malay said, meaning, what are you holding? What are you holding about this aviv? That, right, usually, normally, by edos, relatives are karov apostle, right? They're karov. They're not allowed to testify about relatives. So I understand, what's the split? So Rabbi Chia to Rabbi. So Amalai said to him, Anima amino l'achilu b'shuma, shabiyadu l'achilu b'shuma. Said, I'm going to allow him, I'm going to believe him to eat shuma, because the father has the ability to give him shuma. If you look at Rashi, Shareihu Kohen, v'kol cholkin lo shuma. Right, everybody's giving him shuma, where the father can give him, right, to his son. Again, if he has that koach, right, he has the ability to distribute truma. But the father doesn't have the ability necessarily to marry him off to a proper woman with proper yuchsin. So therefore, I'll believe him for the truma, but not for the edus of marrying a woman. So that's his time. So it makes sense that was Rebbe who did the kohen thing, and it must have been Rebbe Chia who allowed the Levi to be a Levi, right, based on his brother's a testimony. Rebbe Hela Ben Alpi Aviv Lekuna, Rebbe Chia Hela Ach Alpi Achio Lelevia, right? Must have been Rebbe Chia who did the Levi thing. Rebbe Chia Maishna Ben Deloka, meaning so implying that Rebbe Chia disagreed with Rebbe and would not have allowed the Ben, the son of the Kohen, to be a proper Kohen. He only allowed the brother of the Levi to be a Levi because they were brothers, not because it was a father's son. So Gemara just asks, understand, like I said before, Krovim are apostle Eidos. So Rabbi Chia Maishna Ben, Delo, right? Why wouldn't he raise the son up to be a Kohen? Because the Karov, it's a Leviv, because he's related to his father. So Achnami Karov, so the brothers are also relatives. So Gemara explains, but Mesiach Levituma. No, it was a casual conversation. He just mentioned it in passing. Right? And therefore, in that case, that's good enough. Right? Again, it's not proper edus. He didn't come to Bezdin, but he just happened to mention it in passing, right, the concept of Mesiach Levituma. Right? We will believe that. And there, by that situation, being a Karov, being a relative, it's not possible, and we'll still believe him. Okay, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmuel, just like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishmuel, Ma'aseh ba'odeh mechashayim Mesiach Levituma, where the guy was just mentioning conversation, in passing. The Amar, and he said, Zachurani k'shani tinok, I remember when I was a kid, Umurka v'aksevo shel Abba, I was riding on my father's shoulders, v'otziyuni v'beis ha-sefer, he took me out of school, says Tosos, who cares? Well, could have been in the marketplace, could have been in shul. Tosos points out, because this proves he wasn't an Eved. But again, if he's going to say that, as we'll see in a second, we're going to say that the father gave him truma, so therefore, when he was a kid, right, so we assume that he's a Kohen, well, the slaves of Kohanim also get to eat truma. So this proves that he wasn't an Eved, because the Avadim didn't go to school, right, Pashtuns. Right, that was Okay, so anyway, so he took me out of school. V'shituni eskutonti. I got undressed. V'biluni lechol b'truma la'erev, and he dipped me in the mikvah. Right, to eat truma at night. Rashi explains because that we assume that little kids are running around playing in the dirt, and you know they're shrotzim, and we assume that they became tummy. And so we see Rabbi Chiya Mesayim ba v'chaviri b'dili mimani, and Rabbi Chiya explained. Right, and he said that the story was that my friends would stay away from me. Right, the kid was saying that my friends would stay away from me. And they would call me. That was my nickname, Yochanan Oed Chala. Meaning that the presumption is right that he was a Kohen. V'alu Rabbi Lakun Alpiv, and Rabbi right made him a Kohen. Right, based on his testimony, that's what he remembered. Right, from his childhood. So again, it was Masiach Lefitum. The guy was just kind of telling a story. Right, and apparently it was good enough. To believe him. Tanya will end the Raisa, the Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kishen Shishuma Chazaka. Now, okay, fine. A little bit of a new topic now. Same topic, but a little bit different. Basically, Rabbi Shimon Elazar is going to have three statements, right? And none of them are going to make sense. So all of them are related to, right, assuming someone is a Kohen. Now we learned Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kishem Shah Truma Chazaka Laguna, Kach Maisirishan Chazaka Laguna. Just like Truma is a Chazaka for Kohen, to establish if someone eats Truma, he could be a Kohen, right? So too, someone eats Meiser. Mistama, he's a Kohen, right? The Gemara is going to ask immediately, well, Meiser was given to a Levi. What are you talking about? Vachali Bebezdin, Enu Chazaka. Oh, sorry, there's only two statements here. I apologize. Okay. Well, maybe if you zoom the first one, but all right, either way, Tachlis, right, that's the first one, and then v'huachuk v'beizdin eino chazaka, right, and if someone gets truma in beizdin, right, is not a chazaka that he is Kohen, and the Gemara is going to be like, I don't understand, right, beizdin giving out truma to somebody, that should be the best form, or one of the best forms of chazaka. Okay, fine. So the Gemara asks immediately, Maaser Rishon de Levi, right? What do you mean that Maaser Rishon is a chazaka lakuno? Maaser Rishon goes to Levi. So could the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Apparently, we're holding like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya is within the Rabbi Zah. Truma lakoin, Maaser Rishon de Levi, the Rabbi Kiva. That those are, Rabbi Kiva holds that they are specific gifts, that Truma must go to a coin and Maaser must go to the Levi. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Maaser Rishon af lakoin, that you can even give Maaser Rishon to a coin. Problem is that Amid Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah afla kohen. Right? What do you mean? That doesn't explain why if the guy gets Maaser Rishon, we assume he's a kohen. Right? Maaser Rishon, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, can go to a kohen or a Levi. So what do you mean he's definitely a kohen if he's getting Maaser Rishon? Right? That's what he says. But the kohen falo la Levi mi amar. He doesn't say that it's only a kohen. The Gemara says, and actually he does. Basa the kansiu Ezra. Right? It's after Ezra made a knas. He punished the Levium for not coming from Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael when they were Ola Regal when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, and so they gave the Meiser to the Kohanim who showed up. Tosfos just points out right here, but Tosfos Basar the Kansinu, that you don't find Psukim that actually say this. Okay, fine, so the Gemara had a Masorah, whatever, or you can sort out how Tosfos knows this, whatever. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, "I have Dama Ikru V'Yavule." The Gemara says, well, maybe they uprooted this Takana and then they gave it to a Levi. So how do you know that he's definitely a Kohen? So Rav Chisda says, right, no, the case is that this guy's father, we know this guy's father is a Kohen. And then there was a rumor that the guy married a Ben Gush Mechalutza. Right, and therefore the kid who we're talking about, right, is a Ben Gush Mechalutza, the Chalal. He's a puzzle of coin. The chilku leila didei meiser besagranos, and then right, they gave him right meiser right on the threshing floor in the besagranos. So that for sure he must be a coin because Levi, right, the live Levi, it can't be a Levi. Right, so meaning he's not a Levi. So Michael, remember, what are you going to say? Ben Gush Ben Chalutza? Right, if he's Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, right? Lomi boy Lamad Amar Maaser Rishon also Lazarin. Right, you can't tell me right that again he wouldn't have given Maaser. He wouldn't have given Maaser to a Chalal. So you don't even need to hold that, like the guy who says that Maaser Rishon is usher to Yisrael. Right, the lo the Havi Yavule, because he wouldn't have given it to him. Allah filu ma damar Maaser Rishon mutu lazarim. Even according to the guy who says that Maaser Rishon can be eaten by Yisrael. Aye, how do you know when he's not a chalal? Because immediately the mifsaklu, right, according to that shita, right, you can only give Maaser Rishon right to Yisrael to eat. Now, chaluka, but to give it out from the threshing floor, from the basic granos, then lo yavile, then he wouldn't actually give it out to him. So that if he's getting the truma, or the Maaser from the basic granos, from the the place where they gather all the grain, then for sure he must be a proper Kohen. And even if you hold that Maaser Rishon was allowed to be eaten by Yisrael, that's only be eaten, but not, he would never be actually given that, right, in from the Gronos. Okay, fine. V'chalik Beis Din Einu Chazaka, again we said in the Braisa, that with the second statement of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, second statement of, now I can't find it. Yeah, no, Rav Shimon Elazar. Sorry, second statement of Rav Shimon Elazar was Chalik Beis Din Einu Chazaka. If someone who gets Truma and Beis Din, that does not mean he's a Kohen. The Gemara says, "Ibe Beis Din lo have a chazaka, hecha have a chazaka." What do you mean? If there's no, establishing that he's a Kohen in Beis Din, where else are you going to do it? Right? What are you talking about? What? That should be pretty good. So Rav Sheisha is after Kamer. It means like this: that Chalik Truma benichse aviv im echav be Beis Din Einu Chazaka. If they're splitting up this guy's father's estate. And some of the stuff this guy is getting is truma, so that does not necessarily mean that he's a Kohen, meaning that he's not a proper Kohen, meaning we don't know that he's not a Chalal. Maybe his father, right, had some kids with one woman and then married Grusha Chalutza, right, and then had another child, and maybe this guy, the kid, right, is a Chalal. Just because he's getting truma from his father's estate does not necessarily mean he's a Kasher Kohen. It's much disputable, obviously, again, in Echanami. So the Gemara says, no, you might have thought that the truma that they're giving out is all for eating. And therefore, we assume that this guy is a kosher Kohen. Right? Then no, so we assume, right, it says Kamash Malan, so he's coming, Rav Shimon Elazar is coming to teach us that if the Kohen's son is getting truma, we don't assume he's necessarily going to be able to eat it. Right? We say that, okay, maybe he's a chalal and he's just going to sell it. It's not asur bahada. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he's actually a proper Kohen with good yichus, and he might be a chalal. Okay, now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein ma'alin lakuna al pi eidecha." Right? If you remember, we had three shidas in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, "An eidecha does not make someone into proper kohen miuchas." Right? Rabbi Elazar said that all that only if there's nobody, changing and kind of challenging the fact. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that we will believe an eidecha. It's like Rabbi Shimon says simply, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Heine Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar is the same shita, that we will believe, right, one guy, right, to say that someone else is a Kohen if there's nobody challenging. It's like Rabbi Shimon says, if you tell me the only difference is where someone is coming to challenge this guy's status, right, the Rabbi Elazar says, that Rabbi Elazar says that you can even have one guy coming and saying he's not a Kohen, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel needs two, right, to say that he's not a Kohen. No, everybody holds that you need to have at least two, meaning if there's any type of error, any type of arar, whatever it is, any type of challenge to this guy's yichus, it has to be with two edim. So that can't be the nafkamina. Ella, rather, no, the case is, again, where we know this guy's father's a Kohen, the nafak aleh Kala the Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, right? There was a rumor again that he was Ben Gush Ben Chalutza. The Achtanai, and then Beis Din took him down, meaning took him down from being a status of a Kohen until they figured it out. The Asi Dechad Ve'amar Yadana Be'di Kohen, and one Eidechad came and said, I know this dude's a Kohen. The Askanai, and then they brought him back up and said, okay, fine, you're a good Kohen now. Then the Asi Be'Trei, a little convoluted, the Asi Be'Trei, two more Eidim came and said, Ve'amar Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, who? The Achtanai. Then two Eidim came and said, no, he actually is Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, and they brought him back down. And then Ve'Asi Dechad, then we have one Eid. And then it says the Amar Yadana Be'ed Kohen, who, right? Then another aide comes and says, "I know that he's a Kohen." So you have two aide echad saying that he's a Kohen, and two meaning separately, testifying separately, and a group of aide that say he's a Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza. And everybody agrees, meaning Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel both agree that you combine the two single aidim. Right, even though they came right one after the other, right, pashtas separately, right, the hacha and the case over here, but meichash lezilus of the beizin coming from the machloka simply is beizin looks really silly, right, making this guy he's a kohen, he's not a kohen, he's a kohen, he's not a kohen. Kasha is, are we concerned for the covenant of beizin by bringing this guy up and down and up and down and up and down? Tanakama sover, Rabbi Elazar holds, Rabbi Elazar holds, they came to achtenei lo maskinem, right. Right? So once you brought it down from being a good Kohen, so then we're not going to bring it back up because Chashina Zulus the Beidina, because we're concerned for by the cover of the Beis Din. For Rav Shmuel Elazar, Savar, no, he holds no. Ana Achtinam Leiv, Ana Maskinam Leiv, the Zulus of the Beis Din Lo Chashina. Right? He says no. You can bring him up, bring him down. Beis Din can change their mind. They can change this guy's status. They can change that guy's status. Right? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that people will laugh at the Beis Din. So Gemara says, Maskev Lo Ravashi Iachi Afilu Trei Dreinami. So Gemara says, what do you mean? If Rabbi Elazar is nervous that the Beis Din is going to look silly, who cares that it's an Eid Echad? Right? Even if it's 2-2. Right, we're not going to bring the guy back up. Right, even if, once they took the Kohen down from being a good Kohen, right? You know, once you, even if two or more Edim come and say that he's a good Kohen, we wouldn't bring him back up. So Elam Ravashi Ravashi says, I don't like that interpretation. Rather, the machlokas is if you combine right the two single Edim, right? That's the machlokas, right? According to Rabbi Elazar, he won't, and therefore it's 2-1, and therefore he stays as a not good coin. Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree. Will combine the two, and then he'll stay. Right, and then he'll be back as a proper coin. Uplut the Tani Tanai, and it's this machlokas that we're in fact arguing about. The Tanya ain edusa miserefes ashiru shneim keachad. The Tanakhama says that you can only have two single edim it combining into a group into a kat if they see each other. Meaning they're both at the same time, right? Meaning that they're both there. Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Omer Filip is Echaza. Right? Even if they came one after the other, not one after the other in Beit Din, but they came one, they saw first Maisa, and then saw the second one, saw the second part of the Maisa. They ain't do some miscamas with Beit Din, Rachi Yudushnam Kechad. But in terms of testifying, right, that's only if they testify in Beit Din together. And that's what Rabbi Elazar is holding. Rabbi Elazar is holding that they have to come to Beit Din together. Therefore, if they came one after the other, they do not combine. Rabbi Nasan says, no. Shomin Dvarav Shalzayom, because you have a Chavir Lamachar, Shomin Dvarav. Right? And he says, no, you can combine one aid today, one aid tomorrow, they combine. So that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Right? He holds that they can combine, and therefore you have 2-2, and you'll bring the Kohen back up to his proper status. Okay, new Mishnah. If a woman is Rachman al Slan captured by Goyim, Ayide Mamon, if it's for Mamon, right, if it's money, meaning that as Rashi says, right, the Hafsi Mamon of Imafkinosa, they or she or her husband or whatever owe them money, Muteris Labailo, she's mutter. Right, we assume that the Goyim are not gonna sleep with her, not gonna rape her, Rachman al Slan. Right, because if that happens, right, then obviously they're never going to get paid, right? If or whatever, there'll be some sort of punishment or whatever, there'll be some sort of repercussions for doing so. Why do we care, Agav as well, just to be clear? Why do we care if they rape her? Isn't a woman who is raped mutter to her husband? Well, first of all, A, that's true only of Yisrael, but B, we're concerned, as we'll see in a second, we're concerned. I think Gemara mentions it, or maybe. Maybe Rashi mentions it. Either way, we're concerned that, that's Rashi. Rashi is Surah Labayla. We're concerned that if a woman is going to be taken anyway, so she will relent a little bit and she will willingly go to one of them. Right? In that case, right, if it was willing, if it wasn't a rape, so then she is, in fact, also to her husband. So if it's a money thing, so then she's mutter. We don't assume that the goyim will violate her, will rape her, because they may forfeit, they may lose their claim. But if it's an nefashos thing, meaning that she was chayav misa by the goyim or whatever, so then asur the bailo, and then she's also, we assume that they're going to do whatever they want with her, right? She's hefkervelt, right? And then she may have done it willingly with one of them. Okay, I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar, Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm a Rav. This is only, again, the woman is mutter, right, that if the money thing, if it's because of money that she's mutter, right, if the Jews are in charge, meaning that if there are some repercussions, right, they're concerned that they'll lose their money, their potential monetary claim, right, if they damage the goods, if they damage the wife. If they damage the woman, but if the goyim are in charge, then even if it's just a money thing, then we're concerned that they will rape her because they're not nervous about any punishment or whatever for their actions. Masiv Rav Rava says, what do you mean? Hey, Rabbi Yossi Akoyim, Rabbi Zichari ben Hakatzav, Abbas Yisrael Shehur Hanav Ashkelon. Rachman al Tzlan, a situation where a woman was taken in Ashkelon. And if you look at Rashi, very interesting. Shehur Hana is Nit Mashkana. She was taken as a Mashkon. She was taken as a Mashkon. A Mashkon is a collateral, right, for a debt. And she, right, was as a, as she was taken, Pashas, as an Eved or something, right, to, because a debt wasn't paid back. For Yechakua, B'nei Mishpachta, and the family, right, when she was given back, right, that basically they kind of stayed away from her, right? They assumed, right, when she was given back, that she had been taken and that she had, you know, done something willingly. The Edam, Eidin Osashal Nistra Avlo Nitzma, but there were Edim, there were proper Edim that said that no, she did not have anything inappropriate happen to her. Amalem Chacham said to them, meaning to the family, if you believe that she was the Mashkon, you should believe that she wasn't, meaning the Edim there are the ones that are saying, right, that they were testifying about all this stuff. So if you believe that she was actually the Mashkon, so you got to believe that she was safe, that she wasn't taken care of. And if you don't believe that she wasn't taken, right, then I'll time in her now that you can't believe, right, that she was that she was actually the Mashkon. Meaning it's the whole story, right, that these Edom are testifying about. So you can't take one or the other. Right, that's the only reason, right, why the Edom are telling us the whole thing over here. So either she wasn't the Mashkon, or right, she wasn't taken care of. So Gemara just points out, Rav Ashkelon, we'll just go a little further. Right there, Ashkelon was Eretz. If you look at Rashi, Eretz pushed him. Right, but Od Kvar Golu Yisrael, it was already after the Jews had been exiled. Right, and Ashkelon, Baruch Hashem, nowadays in Jewish hands, but back then the Plishtim were ruling over Ashkelon. Vekatani, but we saw Hur Hana in Nich B'Shalo. Right, again, the implication is that if she was collateral, right, it was a monetary thing, fine. But Nech B'Shalo, if she had been captured, then we wouldn't believe, right, that we wouldn't believe that. So meaning that's against Rishon Bar Yitzchak. Right? Rishon Bar Yitzchak said that even where the goyim are in charge, right, a monetary issue, we don't think that the woman is necessarily the usher. So Rishon says no. Who will do? I feel next b'shal. Right, really, right now, don't imply, don't make that assumption that only here it was a mashkon, but not in a case where she was captured, that it would be different, because that was just the story. Right, that she was a mashkon. But don't imply, though, that the halacha would be different necessarily, right, if she was actually she was captured. Okay, fine. We'll go back to the healing shots tomorrow. Have a great night, depending on when you're listening to this.